Rubber game between the Reds and Phillies. Clay Buchholz making his Phillies debut. Rookie Davis making his big league debut for the Reds, struggling in the top of the first against Daniel Nava.
High drive into deep right field by Daniel Nava, and his first at bat of the year is a home run. And it's 1-0 Philadelphia here in the opening inning.
One ball, two strike pitch. And it is a breaking ball, and it's hit high and deep to right field, and it is another home run. Almost the same exact pitch that Nava hit his first time up.
Michael Lorenzen is going to pinch it with two out. And he sends a fly ball back into deep center field. Going back and looking up, it's gone. How about Michael Lorenzen? He just juiced a 3-1 pitch from Adam Morgan, and the Reds have taken a 5-4 lead.
Now Duvall. In the air left field, hit well by Duvall, and a lead goes to three. Duvall's first home run of the year. So here is Drew Storen. Line drive, one hopper knocked down by Peraza, and the Reds win the opening series of the year.
The Reds take two of three in the series after being beaten on opening day. Manager Brian Price talked about the effort.
It was a kind of an unusual way to get to where we needed to go. I thought the big thing there was the three-run inning to get us back in the game, and that gets kind of reinvigorates the ball club, and then two big double plays, to get Reed out of that situation there. You know, the big one was the back pick on the bunt attempt, where Turner was able to get the runner at second base, and that took a big load off the shoulders, I'm sure, for Cody. And then those other, the guys that followed just came in and got the job done, just kind of started knocking guys down with really good stuff and a lot better command. So it was good to see. And, there's a lot of great things that happened in that game, as you saw. It had a little something of everything there in that game. But guys hung in there. It was good to see. Be down 4-1 early and come back was awesome.
You have a little bit of a short bench, so you turned to Michael Lorenzen, and it was a good pull.
Well, it was. It wasn't that hard. Jim Riggleman and I talked about it, and, if there was a situation where a runner was on it, Kivlahan would have hit. But with two outs and nobody on, made more sense to burn Lorenzen there and still have Kivlahan because of the four-man bench. And I'd already used Jeanette. So the nine hole was pretty productive today, if you take a look at it. We got a lot of run production from that nine hole. And then Lorenzen comes through on a 3-1 pitch and knocks it out to center field on a day where the ball wasn't carrying so much out to center. And that gave us a boost, and certainly Duvall just giving us the breathing room with the two-run shot later on.
What was it with Rookie that you saw that he has to change next outing?
Well, he was ahead. I'm happy with his approach. He attacked the zone. He got hurt in some accounts, in those counts where he was ahead. He had a two-strike base hit to Hernandez, a couple of homers to Nava when he was ahead on off-speed pitches. So his quality of pitch when he's ahead in the count, we'll need to improve. But, this is his first major league outing. The first pitch he sees, he hits for a double. He strikes out his first hitter. There's a lot of things that went well here for Rookie. I think he's going to do just fine. But this is going to be a learning process, as it is for everybody here.
Three games into the season, can a team actually generate momentum going into this first road trip?
Well, you can, I guess the answer to that is yes, but then you have to go out there and win the games, and then you really have momentum. But I think the thing is that what this group understands is I think everybody here really enjoys playing baseball together. That first run we scored is a double, a double by Suarez, a ground ball to the right side on a first pitch breaking ball by Schebler, and then Cozart hits a sacrifice fly. That's just selfless, opportunistic baseball. And these guys are invested in it, so I don't see any reason why we, would expect not to go out there and play good baseball on the road.
Adam Duvall added a single to go with his two-run homer and talked about his two-for-four day at the dish after the game.
Yeah, I just want to continue to prepare for the game. And, you do that by getting your work in the cage and getting your work in on defense. And, really, I've kind of learned that that's all you can do is try to prepare the best you can prepare, and the game will take care of itself. Yeah, it wasn't a bad pitch location-wise. It was kind of down and in, slider, but I just got the barrel to it, and, it ended up going.
Not only is Lorenzen the first pitcher in the majors with a pinch-hit homer since 2009, the Reds were the only team in the majors to not have a pinch homer in 2016. Lorenzen talked about the big swing after the game.
Yeah, well, he was throwing me change-ups, and he didn't really get it over, so I knew he had to throw me a fastball. and I was ready for it. Swung at the 2-0 fastball, so I got my timing down on that one. Then he went changeup again, and I knew he was going to come back with the fastball, and my timing was kind of was on it. So, you know, people don't take me seriously when I say I believe I can play both ways, and, you know, it's something that I believe I can do, and something that, you know, being an all-around baseball player, I take pride in.
Rookie Davis gets the no decision in his big league debut, but he has that first start under his belt. He talked about it afterwards.
I mean, go ahead and get that first one out of the way. A couple pitches beat me that game, obviously, the two home runs I gave up to Nava. But just look at video, continue to make better pitches. You know, especially that the two-run home run, 1-2 count, I got to make a better pitch than that. You know, obviously I would have loved to have eat up more innings than that as well, save the bullpen some, but they did a great job. It's a great team win today.